For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Bridget Condon, NFL Network, is joining us. She escaped the studio just to talk to us. I feel honored. What have you guys been talking about all day long?
Well, there's this guy named Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
Have you heard of him?
He's in State Farm commercials. He does insurance.
Yes. Yep. And I think a burger commercial with his coach too.
Oh yeah. Well, that's a State Farm. That's the whole thing.
Oh,
that's where they're discussing. Oh. They're talking about bundling, and it's really like happy
yes.
meals. He also talks about cell phones.
Tray.
Right. Absolutely. Oh my gosh. Do you imagine Andy Reid with a cookout tray?
You know, one thing that I really miss about North Carolina is cookout and Bojangles. Like, don't even get me started on Bojangles. But yeah, Andy Reid with either of those things would be amazing. But yeah, we've just been talking a lot about him. Obviously, his youth. He's only 28. Doesn't that make you feel old?
There's a lot of things that make me feel old, Bridget. Mostly yeah, because I am. But that's fine. I'm okay with it.
Yeah. No, it's okay. He makes me feel old, and I'm not old, but anyways, he's had so much success. That's the big story. The parade is tomorrow on NFL Network. I mean, that is like must-watch television. You never know. Like, is Taylor going to be there?
I don't think she's going to be there. I don't think she's coming to the parade. Although maybe she's on the float with Travis. My guess is Jason going to be there.
Oh, that's like awkward, right?
Yes.
Like, you can't do that.
I mean, Jason was in every video I saw from the after party. I don't understand. That is something that Jason probably needs to explain. That mask.
Yeah.
I've seen that mask in other settings. I didn't necessarily want to see it like at a club in Vegas.
And where was Kylie? She was like, "You go have your fun. I'm going home."
I guess. I mean, it's a late night. It's a late night for everybody. Are we still litigating Kyle Shanahan? Take the ball. Don't take the ball. Are we buying the decision? On its face.
You know what my problem is? Why are we pointing? Why do we always have to have these conversations after a coach makes a call? Because had they had gone down and scored and then the Chiefs gotten a stop, like their defense, here's the thing. Their defense was gassed, okay?
Yep.
So what I think about is had he deferred, put his defense right back out there after being gassed and letting Patrick Mahomes come and tie the game, I think the Chiefs would have scored instantly.
Maybe.
You know? And then it's like, okay, yeah, well, then they would have known they had to go for a touchdown
right.
instead of kicking a field goal. Well, what if they hadn't made it? Everybody would have been saying, oh, he should have deferred it to give the – or, like, he should have taken the ball first to give the defense a break. Like, it's just – I don't think it's fair to say that that game came down to that moment. You know, they had an opportunity to win the game. They had multiple opportunities to win the game. I don't think it's fair to say this is the one thing. This is the coach's fault. Had they deferred, they would have won the game. I don't think that we can put that much emphasis on that one decision.
We just sort of went through this with Dan Campbell anyway. My assertion is that Dan Campbell would have won the Super Bowl if he was coaching the 49ers. Here's why. I understand your point, and I said the same thing after Dan Campbell was just lambasted for all the go for it, don't go for it stuff in the NFC Championship game because a lot of weird things had to happen for the Lions to lose that game anyway, including a long completion off the face of one of their own players, which was a great play by Brandon Ayuk, but is still an improbability that anything like that would happen to hurt you. Cause at that point, San Francisco had not done much offensively, but here the response to should they have kicked it or taken the ball if, and I think you're right that their defense was gassed. If Kansas City goes down and scores, you're in the same position that you would have been when you first got the ball. Because, see, to me, it's a good decision to go to take the ball first if you score a touchdown. If you don't score a touchdown, then you're handing the ball to Patrick Mahomes against, theoretically, a gas defense, and you're about to get beat because he's not going to stop with just a field goal.
Here's the other thing, though, and this is what Kyle Shanahan said. Now, this is where I get confused, and I think a lot of people were confused because of the new rules. I think what Kyle Shanahan was thinking is we're going to score a touchdown. The Chiefs are going to get the ball. They're going to score a touchdown. Then I want the ball back.
Right.
When you get the ball back a third time, if you score a field goal, is that game over?
Yes. Right. So that would have worked if you scored a touchdown. Yeah. If you scored a touchdown,
you know,
then it works.
We always say, don't you say, like, coach, you want the coach to believe in this team. You want the ball in your hand. You want to win the game. You don't play to lose the game. You play to win the game. That's what he was doing. He was setting up
right.
his team to win the game. He wasn't saying, oh, we're – in his mind, they weren't going to score a field goal. They were going to score a touchdown.
Right. Then on third and four, play it like it's two down territory.
That was a horrible – yeah, I wanted to see something different. Yeah.
So that, like, I get if Kyle Shanahan said we wanted the third possession, all right, okay, then you make sure you get a third possession by doing everything in your power to score a touchdown. And I here's what I think is that when he kicked the field goal, he knew how it was going to end.
But hold on, because their defense had Patrick Mahomes on second and long, third and long. They had opportunity.
And it doesn't
and
matter.
The thing that bothers me, and you could say Steve Wilks deserves, you know, some flack against the way that he was having his defense, his corners, like, so far off.
Yep.
You know, like, they were trying to protect the middle of the field or, like, trying to make sure they didn't throw a bomb. But because of that, Patrick Mahomes took off, you know? Like, so why... why isn't that getting, you know, the attention that Kyle Shanahan's decision making is?
I think it will from Kyle Shanahan. But going into the Super Bowl, I mean, the talk was the 49ers play more zone than any team in the league, and that's going to leave the middle of the field open. It left the middle of the field open against Detroit. Yep. It left the middle of, I mean, they got, you, I mean, you saw the Green Bay game. I mean, San Francisco was lucky to escape that. So, look, I think the criticism
think
of Shanahan is fair.
Dre Greenlaw being, you know, that whole freak accident, that is a huge impact, too, that maybe isn't being talked about enough.
That's also Kyle Shanahan's fault.
Why?
No, it's not. It's not. Come on.
Oh, my God. You're a hater.
I will say this. It's more enjoyable to watch things go wrong for Kyle Shanahan. I don't know why.
Guy, what do you have against him?
I don't. I like Kyle Shanahan. He just seems to take everything personally. That's just
oh my,
just an observation. It's just an.
God, I can't. I hope he destroys your Panthers next year. No, I'm just kidding. I want the Panthers to do well.
I am agnostic to teams. I don't have a team anymore.
I have a team, and I hope it's not.
Yes, Victoria has a team. Victoria is a Panthers fan. I root for the show. That's all I root for. Would you pick right now, Bridget Condon, NFL Network, would you take right now the Chiefs to win a third straight Super Bowl? I'll give you the Chiefs or the field.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants. They all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know what? I kind of just want to see it happen because it's never been done, and like we're witnessing something incredible here. And because of the way that literally Patrick Mahomes did not have any help, imagine what they can do this offseason, who they can bring in there. Like, we're talking about Tyreek Hill leaving, and everybody was like, oh, they're never going to get back. They've won two Super Bowls now without him. So you're telling me they have an offseason where they can get some weapons in there and have a little bit of cap space to make things work? Yeah, I'm taking the Chiefs.
See?
Are you kidding me? Like, it's the situation where you never bet against Patrick Mahomes. Like, like we never bet against Tom Brady. Like, yeah, it's probably gonna happen.
Yeah, here's the thing. I compared, and it's not really an apple to apple thing here, but the Patrick Mahomes experience to me, based on he's only won 3 Super Bowls, Brady won 7. So it's really hard to say, well, Mahomes is better than Brady. But for me, it's very much like Tiger Woods versus Jack Nicklaus. Nicklaus has so many, 3 more major championships than Tiger does. But I believe in my heart that Tiger was by a long way the better player, the better golfer than Nicklaus was. Tiger's peak but because of injury, didn't last as long. But if we're just counting, then yeah, Brady wins. But there's something to be said for there was a time where it was, if you gave me Tiger or the field, I would always take Tiger. And we're sort of entering that. It's almost like LeBron versus the NBA.
I think, too, with Andy Reid coming back, I know there were retirement rumors. Yeah. He shut those down. Like hard this week. Travis Kelce's coming back. Chris Jones, like, we're not talking enough about him too and his impact. That defense, Steve Spagnuolo, are you kidding me? Like, we talked, I feel like, this entire regular season about the Niners defense, the Ravens defense, like these disciplined teams. We weren't talking enough about the Chiefs defense, and it's only going to get better.
Yeah.
Which is scary. It's scary. This is the year that Patrick Mahomes was supposed to not be in the Super Bowl.
We'll get to that year eventually. Maybe not. I don't know. All right. Final thing for Bridget Condon, NFL Network. I appreciate your time. First of all, have you recovered from your time in Vegas?
You know, that was my first time ever going to Vegas other than like a Raiders game, and I never want to go back. Well, I will say this. We aren't allowed to gamble for working for NFL Network, so I didn't like lose any money or anything.
Good.
But it's just such a wild, wild place. Like, I literally looked out to the street one day, and there was a full, like, 6-foot Elmo, and then there was Elvis on, like, a motorized wheelchair, and I was, like, doing circles in the middle of the street. I was like, this is America, baby. Like, what? Where am I? And it was freezing, too. Like, I hear it's supposed to be nice. It's not. It's cold. Who knew?
It is winter, even in the desert. You also just described, Midtown Manhattan, but that's another matter altogether. Midtown Manhattan.
At least there's fresh air in Manhattan. Like, the cigarette smoke in the casinos, what are we doing? You can still smoke inside?
I didn't know that.
Are people crazy?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Oh, my God, disgusting.
When I was in New York City for the Super Bowl, it was the Broncos and the Seahawks. The Denver Bronco, the live mascot, was in New York, and it's like somebody was walking it in Times Square, and nobody paid attention. People, there is a white horse wearing Broncos gear in Times Square, and nobody is stopping and taking pictures. These are the things that just kind of blend in Manhattan. All right, final question for you. Give me a team in each conference that you're thinking about next year.
All right, look, I'm going to start with the AFC. I'm going to say the Chargers. I know that I cover them, and you're going to think I'm biased.
No.
The last time the Super Bowl was in New Orleans, it was the Harbaugh Super Bowl.
Oh, that's
right. If I'm correct, I believe so. We had that yesterday from our research team. I think Jim Harbaugh is the right guy for this job. They have the 5th pick in the draft. They're not going to mess this up. They have to be better. They have to be good. The AFC... Yes, we talk about the Chiefs, but like I think it was wide open for many of these teams. I think the same thing goes next year. I know that Aaron Rodgers is back, but I still don't have 100% certainty in the Jets organization. Okay, now NFC. Look, I want to say the Lions. I want to say the Packers. I feel like I should say the Panthers to like give people some hype.
Oh, please.
I do think they're going to be better with Dave Canales. I wish they had their draft pick. That is driving me crazy. So instead, I'm going to say the Lions. They were right there. They should have beaten the 49ers. Dan Campbell's only going to get better. Those rookies are only going to get better. Sam LaPorta, Jahmyr Gibbs. I'm taking the Lions. Like, I want to see them in a Super Bowl. They deserve it.
I like those two picks. I thought you were, based on the influence of seeing them up close, I thought you were going to go Green Bay.
But, I know. But I should have, but I can't do that to the Lions.
I like the Lions, too. I think they are a team on the rise.
I think one of those teams is going to be right up there.
Lions, Chiefs in the Super Bowl, because Patrick Mahomes has to be in there. So,
okay.
Bridget Condon.
What about the Bills?
What about them?
I don't know. I just want to see the fans get to the Super Bowl, you know?
And well, look, they were close again.
But the universe knew you could not send Bills Mafia to Vegas. You couldn't. It would be literally insanity.
It's a very good point. It's a very good point. Maybe it won't be any better in New Orleans.
I know. Gosh. So maybe they have a few more years until it gets, I don't know.
Will Salt Lake City ever get a Super Bowl?
Maybe when the Bills get there. That's where the Bills will play their Super Bowl.
That would be a good place.
No alcohol sales after 10 o'clock.
They have nice trolleys in Salt Lake City. You should go check it out.
Oh, goodness. All right. Well, yeah.
Thank you.
Looking forward. Hey, 362 days until the Super Bowl. But who's counting?
Not you, Bridget.
No.
Thank you so much. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. See Bridget Condon, NFL Network, joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Yeah, it could, where are we going to send Bills Mafia?
I don't know.
How different could it be than the Kelseys?
They need snow to put out all the fires that they're setting to help. So I don't know. I don't know. Maybe some water. Oh, that might be a bad idea too. Never mind.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.